T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Well, I'm in Glenn Ordway's chair, so he's like 5'2". I'm 6'5", so I don't know if there's any way that I can like sort of lower myself to be his.
Hand emoji.
You never heard my sexy voice on the air before.
What's this mean?
Hey, moron. Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
Pursuing you as if you were the Heisman Trophy. Trophy emoji.
With well, I am Mark James.
And Bradfo Show.
Dude, let me tell you something. I'm no doctor, and I don't play one on TV or the radio.
Network TV.
Like, you see the text, right?
Yeah, no.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C James.
Some guys can do it and some guys can't.
This is the greatest lineup ever assembled. Why? What are you doing?
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Wow. Over 2 hours down and less than 2 hours to go. This is OMF. We are Bradford and James. Rob Bradford, Mark James here on WEI. Number, get in, 617-779-7937. We have a lot of things on a free-for-all Friday. We're also talking about how OMF will be moving afternoon drive starting on Monday, August 13th.
The weird thing is that the transition, I think they initially said it was going to be in August. The transition is actually today, where we're going to do the show all the way up until 6. So it's going to be like this show, we started at 10.
Okay.
And then we'll end at 6, and then they'll just keep going.
Oh.
And just do it 2 to 6 every day.
No.
That's not it?
No. Okay, so Dale and Kiefer, are you saying they're off today? I thought they were in today.
Oh, no. Dale is sort of in.
I will respectfully disagree.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Eamon, right? Dale is in Detroit.
ISDN right? line?
Dale and Lucy.
Okay. It's a big ceremony.
Through in the broadcast booth. He is doing the game tonight.
Yeah, but he's doing the Dale and Keefe show on ISDN line.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the broadcast booth.
People know
the broadcast
booth. Yeah, it's great. Did they change Comerica Park? Has it changed already?
Change? What do you mean change?
Like the name of it?
No.
Okay, because they, no, I mean like, you know, like names change, sponsors change.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Even if they did, I'm calling it Comerica Park. Yeah. Dale's going to be in the broadcast booth doing the show, and Greg Dickerson is going to be here. You get along with Greg?
I like Greg.
Oh, well, look at you. Your eyes lit up like when you were talking about the porn stars.
Speaking of Dickerson, well, let's not go that far.
I mean, it was weird.
Let's not go that far.
Can we get that again? Can we get his tone of voice when he said, I like Greg? Can you pull that again? That was really, really creepy.
Listen, speaking of Dickerson, he and I are going to be doing noon to 4 tomorrow right here in this studio.
Oh, really?
Yes, we are. Wow. So looking forward to that.
I'm not clear. Are you fond of Greg? We don't have
it. Yeah, you don't have it. Oh, by the way, you and I during the break were talking about Tom Brady's ex, Bridget Moynihan. You were unaware that she's the pride of Longmeadow, Mass.
And UMass.
Here we go.
And UMass.
You get along with Greg?
I like Greg.
Play that one more time.
Oh,
play that one more
God.
Time.
Here we go.
You get along with Greg?
I like Greg.
I like Greg.
Look at you guys doing, man. Dickerson's a good dude. Listen, we all went to Raw, Monday Night Raw, last Monday night.
You went with Dickerson?
No, he met us there. I went with Jason Rossi, the producer of Dale and Keith. And Keith was there. And so,
I can hear that all day.
Here we go.
Go ahead,
all
continue,
the shows.
Continue.
Dickerson, you know what's funny? Dickerson's one of those guys that I met him at first before. As soon as I met him, like, I don't think I'm going to like this guy. And then him and I did shows together. Get along. It's amazing how, like, doing a show.
Why didn't you think you were going to like him?
I know, because when I first met him, and the guy, I don't know, is Anthony Morrell still here?
Matt Morrell.
Yes.
Morrell's
I was like
tight
Anthony
end.
Morrell.
Okay.
Anthony Morrell
Matt
is
Morrell.
Like a tight end.
All right. You got 18 producers here.
Go ahead. Matt Morrell.
Great guy. And by the way, that's the reason I stand up for the national.
Oh,
he fought for this country, Matt Morrell.
Every time I work
I
with
love
Matt Morrell, producer, I find out some bizarre thing about it. That so far, what do we have? That he's a Purple Star. I can't say winner. He hates winning.
Like, Purple Heart.
I'm Purple Heart. I'm sorry. I really butchered that. Purple Heart recipient. He is the best rapper that the station has ever seen. And Leroy Street was good.
Whoa,
but,
I was going to say Leroy.
No. Matt is better. We juxtaposed it. And then the other thing was that he went to the prom with Olivia Culpo.
No,
right?
That's me.
That's Eamon.
Guy.
You did that, Eamon?
T- Took Olivia Culpo to prom.
Wait, shut the front door.
Wait.
All my life.
Wait a second. Wait.
Wow.
We have some crossover.
Oh, my crossover. God, dude. Wait a second.
We have some crossover here.
Yep.
Because I know the story that I was telling about Matt Morrell is accurate. He went to the prom with Olivia Culpo.
Matt Morrell did.
Yes.
No, I did. Eamon did.
I actually took Olivia Culpo to prom.
He did. Eamon did. I believe him.
So here's the story. Did you grow up where Matt Morrell, around where he grew up?
Well, I went to high school in Rhode Island. Matt is from Rhode Island as
so
well.
So his girlfriend, his wife now, they were, when I say went to the prom, they were in the same limo. They were in the same limo. So maybe you were in the same limo as Matt Morrell.
And I
got to be honest with you, Eamon. I didn't know that. That obviously trumps the Purple Heart recipient.
Eamon.
No, Eamon,
I got to tell you, like, I think you, Matt, and Chris Shime Time are my favorite. Like, you guys are producers. You guys know.
Well, I don't care how they are producers.
I'm telling you.
Garvin as well.
You have gone up a next level. So was she your ex-girlfriend?
Not at all. No, we were in the same friend group, and she didn't have a date to prom. I had recently broken up with a girlfriend. I was like,
"Well, now this is
an opportunity.
You can get her back now because her and Danny Mandola."
No, Lucy, can we confirm? Aren't they back together now?
Yeah, they are reportedly back together.
Lucy,
I am on this.
WEEI.com is one of her many
Lucy,
beats.
Can I tell you?
Nothing evades Lucy.
No, I believe Lucy, but Lucy, let me tell you something right now. He's living in Miami. I live 5 years down in the University of Miami. They won't be together long.
It doesn't matter.
They will not be together
long. For now, they're together.
Okay.
I got a feeling you may have been in the same limo as Matt Morrell.
And I'm trying to remember if there were any, and if anybody brought like a date that none of us knew. And I know there was one kid, but it was not Matt
so
Morrell.
So how did you make a move on her? Or what?
You know what? This no, I did not.
Wow.
Interesting enough story.
I mean, it's an obvious question, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an obvious question.
Yeah.
No, I had just gotten my tonsils out, so I was in. Oh, I shouldn't
is that
have
code
even,
for something?
I shouldn't have even been at prom.
Were you guys the same grade?
She is a year younger than me.
Okay.
So.
Olivia Culpo. And what town is this in Rhode Island?
She's from North Kingstown, I think.
Okay. We have
two, South Kingstown.
Eamon,
Dan Labrador can say anything he wants about us, but we have two producers at this radio station who have gone to prom with Olivia Culpo in one way or the other.
Yep, and one of them actually took her to prom as his date.
Wow. Eamon's sort of calling out Matt Morrell there.
Yeah, get some, Matt. You were just in the same limo, bro.
But I just asked you, so you didn't make a move on her?
No, I did not. I was actually...
Did
it's
you
a little
dance
disgusting.
With her?
No. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course. She was a sweetheart. I was bleeding from my wounds during prom.
Oh,
I should not have been there. I ended up having to have emergency surgery a couple days later.
Oh, I thought you meant emotionally.
No, well, that too, from being rejected.
Was she like empathetic towards your
situation? Oh yeah, she was such a sweetheart. She was like, you know.
All right.
Couldn't have been.
Do you
have
prom pictures still?
Yeah, I gotta look. They're on Facebook somewhere. Can we get that? Yeah, I can effort
that.
Can I just ask you guys a question? And you know, call me stupid here. It's fine. It won't be the first or the last. What is Olivia Culpo famous for? Is she in a movie?
Lucy.
She was Miss Universe in 2012.
Just Miss Universe
and Miss Rhode Island
in 2000 what?
2012.
Okay, Al Horford is also married to Miss Universe.
Yes.
So they've got a couple Miss
Universe. The weird thing is I went to prom with her, Al Horford's wife.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you didn't know that?
You're lying. Get the hell out of here. Come on. Like, you couldn't even say it with a straight face.
Well, no, of course. Like,
you can't
the fact that you were staring at me for those 3 seconds, like, that could be possible.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
I was like Bradford, man.
In fairness, there is an age difference, number one.
Okay. So
it would have been a little weird to go to prom with someone 18 years older than you for some people.
Right.
And yeah, so there was a lot of things.
Remember Jerry
connect.
Seinfeld back in the 90s was dating some young girl?
Yeah.
Shoshana Lowenstein?
Yes, exactly.
So there's that. 617-779-7937. Yes, and people are definitely, they're texting into line. Oh, someone texted in too that he is a teacher. And here in Mass, the simple fact that no one could actually be required by the school to say the pledge because that is the government infringing on their First Amendment rights. So kids do not have to get up and say if they don't want to, and I suppose the teachers don't really have to either.
But do they? I mean, that doesn't really
kids,
answer.
I don't think the kids have to.
I know, but do you have classes where the teacher doesn't do it, as the adult in the room, they don't do it? Or do you have classes where half the kids aren't doing it? You have kids that say, their parents say, hey, you know what, you shouldn't do that. I'm fascinated by this because I think that the NFL, other than the concussions, I think the NFL and sixth grade are the probably two things that draw the most parallels.
And that's an indictment on the NFL and where they are right now,
I guess.
617-779-7937. Darren in Boston. What's up, Darren?
Hey, guys. First, let me just say that every time a player, an NFL player, kneels for the national anthem, a porn star cries. Did you know that?
Yes. It's okay. That classic Christmas movie. Who didn't see it?
Of course. It's classic. Now, listen, here's what I have to say. Now, this is not necessarily reflect my personal views. However, the fact that people are making a big, a big deal out of Jimmy Garoppolo dating a porn star, a porn star is a working person just like everybody else. And don't look now, a porn star right now could be instrumental in possibly.
Yeah, in case people
of the Oval Office,
Darren, in case people missed it, the news just came out that Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen is the New York Times is reporting recorded Trump discussing payment to the Playboy model Stormy Daniels, right? Correct.
But does that
that's a shock?
Yeah,
that's
I mean, is anyone shocked about that?
But
really?
Mark, when we saw this, Darren, when we saw this in the break, I think Mark and I had the same reaction. Like, he's going to get. He can do anything.
Trump cheated on Ivana when he was married to her. He cheated on Marla Maples, and he's cheating on Melania. I mean, who cares? Like, it's like this is what the guy does. He's a philanderer.
He would cheat on himself if it was physically possible.
Maybe he would. So you're saying basically Jimmy G, I don't lose any respect for the guy. I just got to tell you, Darren, I think it was a little brazen to bring her to a 5-star Beverly Hills restaurant.
I agree with you. I think judgment wise, in terms of if he's looking out for his long-term brand, which he, as you know, a guy like him in his position, he should be, it's probably not the smartest thing to do. However, I'm sure that there are a lot of guys who follow his career right now that are thinking, hey, that's great. I wish I could go out with a porn star. So it's just as many people are probably, judging him negatively for this. There's probably just as many who are cheering him on for doing this.
I think he was set up.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he was set up. And I might be totally wrong, but I think he was set up. I don't know, why, to your point, why you bring her out in this setting, mm-hmm. in Beverly Hills Hotel. She publicizes it before, she publicizes it after. My gut reaction, and my gut is always right when it comes to quarterbacks dating porn stars, I think he was set up. But we'll find out.
Yeah,
he can't say that, though, Mark. You know why? Because it's not the gentlemanly thing to do.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, listen, here's the thing. Britt McHenry, who's been on this station many a time, she used to be with ESPN, she tweeted, quote, Jimmy Garoppolo is the franchise quarterback of a prominent NFL team. He should have more values in class than parading a porn star in L.A. Slam me for saying that, but guarantee someone in his camp said the same thing. I don't disagree that someone in his camp probably said, hey, Jimmy G, let's keep that on the down low.
How come she didn't say that about Von Miller?
This is true. I know. Well, when you're the quarterback, and as Von Miller was a Super Bowl MVP, and he is, like you said,
it's quarterback of the defense.
He is arguably the best defensive player in the NFL. I think when you're the quarterback now, you're the, there are kids in the Bay Area, and people use this sort of holier than thou, theory. There are kids who are looking up to Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant. And eventually, those kids are also going to look up to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
And I guess maybe the parents don't feel as though that's a proper role. But here, what Jimmy G does...
Why can't kids look up to Von Miller?
I agree. I agree with you. But I'm just saying people will use that sort of criticism against Jimmy G because of this. That because you're dating a porn star, what the message it sends to America's youth.
Let's be honest. That other thing you said is that the quarterback, the guy, the figure.
He's the lead singer of the band.
Yes, he's the lead singer of the band, but also he's the guy who they're making action heroes out of and so forth and so on. And this is the guy that, like you said, people want their kids to look up to, right or wrong. But let's not be hypocritical about this. And Britt McHenry, I would love to hear her respond to that. What about Von Miller? What about other people who have done this? Why aren't you calling them out?
Yeah,
because a parent can say that. Mm-hmm. Brick McHenry, like, what's she care? What's she care? And if at least you don't introduce other people that have, if you're going to have the same criticism for Von Miller, okay, fine. But last I checked, she's not having the same criticism for him.
Well, and here's the thing about Jimmy G. He's not breaking the law. He's not, you know, doing anything like committing a crime. He's dating someone who chooses to do this and make money having sex on film. Is it to a lot of people unethical, immoral? Sure. But who are we to judge? If Jimmy G likes porn stars, he likes porn stars.
If we see Jimmy G out with her again, then I'll say he's dating her. I don't think you'll ever in even like behind some bushes in some foreign country. If someone catches these two together one more time, I will be shocked. And not because like Jimmy Garoppolo is trying to hide it. It's because I think he was set up.
I have more respect for Jimmy G dating a porn star than Tristan Thompson impregnating Khloe Kardashian.
Why?
Because, I mean, because she, like, do you want to go through the litany of, like, French Montana, James Harden, Lamar Odom? It's like.
Yeah, but what's, I mean, why do you say impregnating? Like, who cares?
Well, I'm just saying that, like, to me, a porn star in my eyes is the equivalent of a Kardashian sister.
Really?
Yes. Really? Okay.
How dare you denigrate porn stars like that?
Right.
Well,
exactly.
I kind of felt like, right. You know, this goes back to the whole, like, calling everyone has their flaws.
Yeah.
But it's love is going to conquer all, Mark. Love is going to conquer
all. Well, I
have an equal amount of respect.
I think lust conquers all,
yeah,
Rob.
So that's fair. That is absolutely fair. But I think that I have an equal amount of respect for all these people. It's like they're doing what they want to do. It's fine. I'm not going to not watch Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not going to not watch Tristan Thompson because he's hanging out or whatever, having a kid with Khloe Kardashian.
But what I'm saying is that I don't have any issue with it, but I'm telling you it's, to me, on the same level. And I will tell you, if Harmony Raines or Diamond Fox wanted to date me, I would date both of them.
Nesson would not like that.
I would not take him to a 5-star restaurant.
Really?
No. I would cook for them. Sloppy Joe's.
Really?
Yes, I'm very good at Sloppy Joe's and Hamburger Helper.
Is that code?
No, No. I'm really good at making tacos. Right. Tacos, too. So that's what I would do.
If we had a Twitter account for this show.
Oh, God.
Can we put breaking Mark James is very good at Hamburger Helper? Are you running the Twitter account?
Right.
Lucy?
Yes, I am.
All right, okay. This is very important news.
Please do. Lucy, I will retweet it.
This is breaking news.
There you go.
Hamburger Helper,
We've broken two
Joe's
stories today. It's unbelievable. Have we found this picture of you, Eamon? What's going on?
I'm literally have a blister from scrolling through one of my friend's Facebook photos. She has like 10,000 photos on Facebook.
How about you?
And not for nothing.
I don't have the picture. I have a picture of all me and all my buddies from that prom, right, but I don't have a picture of me and her.
Yeah, and she wasn't
famous.
Right,
back
exactly.
Then. Didn't even met. She was just attractive.
She's just Olivia from North Kingston. That's it.
Exactly.
617-779-7937. Brian and Quincy. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's up? You know, there's my angle on it.
By the way, you have to, your phone cut out, Brian. Say that again.
What if it was a business meeting?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
What kind of business would Jimmy G be meeting?
The problem is, Brian, one second, Brian. The problem with that is, and I don't disagree with you in his eyes, but what she tweeted before, or I'm sorry, put on Instagram before and after, didn't lead us to think that. Now, I think he was set up. I absolutely think he was set up.
Could have been. I mean, there could be numerous reasons. And you know what? He may dislike her. You know?
That's okay. Exactly.
We're only hanging out.
He is.
Brian, it goes by the philosophy, you know, for Jimmy G. I'll do me, you do you. And he's doing him. That's it.
There you go.
Maybe
you,
he's.
Mark. I don't agree with everything you have to say. So, I mean.
Well, ooh, wow.
Right. Exactly.
Give me an example.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know? And the text line said that's not all Jimmy G's doing. By the way, a baby was born in a Chick-fil-A bathroom and will now get free Chick-fil-A for life as well as a job when she turns 14. The story just on Barstool Sports is a true story.
Wow.
A Chick-fil-A. That's a great. Wow. I wish I was born in a Chick-fil-A bathroom then.
Yes, well, so close yet so far.
Yeah.
Arby's wasn't bad, though, was it?
No. Wow. Wow. Chick-fil-A's, there's no Chick-fil-A's in Springfield as far as I know. There's one in Chicopee, but there's none in Springfield, so there's that.
I did the thing, and I've said this before. I did the thing, you know, they're not open on Sundays in Fort Myers.
Right.
I pulled up to the drive-thru, and sat at the drive-thru for 15 minutes saying, hello.
Did you really?
Yeah, because they're not open.
Do you know how hard it is? I looked into franchising a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I bet.
Do you know, like, honestly, you would have an easier, me and you would have an easier time of getting in the mafia than we would franchising. You have to be a huge Bible thumping Christian.
Yep.
They will do a background and they will make sure they will talk to your, you know, pastor. They will talk to make sure that you it is like they're very religious. Cause like Chick-fil-A, if you get a chance to franchise, it's like literally printing money.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, it's ridiculous, Rob.
Yeah. It is, and they're all very friendly.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh, they're great. I love Chick-fil-A.
And their sandwiches are very good.
Spicy chicken pepper jack. That's, yeah. There's nothing better. And they have one in Framingham. They have one not far.
Everyone freaks out about Chick-fil-A. We go on this road trip. Everyone freaks out. Oh, my goodness, Chick-fil-A. There's one in the North Shore Mall.
There's one in Burlington Mall.
2 seconds from my house.
There's one in Burlington Mall.
Yeah, there's one in Burlington Mall.
There's that.
It's not such a delicacy anymore. I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is What if he brought his new friend to Chick-fil-A, would they have served them?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, they would have.
Because they understand the flaws in the human beings.
I think now they would have. I don't know.
Forgiving.
I don't know how, let's just say, sensitive they are towards other things, but they would serve them. Someone text this. I got to read this one on the text line. The new porn site, the Jimmy G Spot. Did it. 617-779-79. Hey, listen, don't kill the messenger here. That's all I want to do. All right. Speaking of like Jimmy G, I'm talking about his former team. His former team, the Patriots, Rob, they will start training camp a week from yesterday, but things still are not right. Why? We'll get to that next.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Buy, sell, or hold, Jimmy Garoppolo will throw more touchdown passes than Tom Brady.
By the way, Tom Brady's going to be 41. The most touchdown passes ever thrown by a 41-year-old is 11 by Warren Moon. That tells you, you know, the durability and the ease in which Brady is aging in this league. Here's the thing to remember. San Francisco passed 61.5% of the time last year. That was the sixth most in the NFL. And they added a very good rookie receiver, Dante Pettis. Kyle Shanahan likes to throw the football. New England only threw the ball 16th most in the NFL, and Julian Edelman is not going to be around for the first month, and Brandon Cooks is gone. And my takeaway is New England with Sony Michel rebuilding the O-line, they have a really deep running back core. I think New England's going to be a little more ground and pound than usual. They don't want to put Brady in the crosshairs at 41, so John...
Bye.
I think Garoppolo will throw more TD passes than Tom Brady this year.
Buy, sell, or hold.
That was Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Oh, wow.
I, you know what? I don't think that's going to happen, but whatever. Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, he supports his points. When that first started, I'm like, what a moron.
Yeah.
But as he was going, I'm like, all right, at least, you know, he's trying.
Kyle Shanahan's offense are very quarterback friendly, but so aren't Josh McDaniels. And you know as well as I do, Rob Bradford, that if Tom Brady has veto power, he can call audibles at the line of scrimmage if he wants. Oh, yeah.
Like in Rudy. Oh, there you go.
Exactly. But Rudy was offsides at the end of the game. You know that, right?
Yeah, but to get Rudy on the field, though.
Oh, right. Okay.
But they bizarrely, no one had a problem with them running up the score with a halfback pass. The audible halfback pass.
Right. Yeah. Yes. So there's that.
Yeah. So, yes, I think that in theory, like I said, I give Cowherd credit for trying to tie himself into knots and giving some evidence that this possibly could happen. But I don't think it will, because I think, to your point, This is what they do. They throw for touchdown passes.
Yeah, it is. But my biggest issue is the internal strife and the ongoing...
That's true. You're not going to be able to throw for touchdown passes now. There's too much strife.
There's too much strife, man. There's way too much. And this thing between him and Belichick, him not showing up to voluntary OTAs, never happened before. Rob, when he was out and him and Giselle bought a new home in Brentwood, California... not far from where OJ used to live, he was back here. I think it was only like two times he missed voluntary OTAs. So, and he had like legitimate excuses. He didn't have a baby. Like Giselle didn't have a baby this year. So there's obviously that this situation has not been resolved. I'm shocked it's not been resolved.
Why don't you think it's been resolved?
Greg Bedard came out with an article and just
okay. I haven't seen the article because we don't have a password. I
read it when I was at Nesson last night.
Okay, so give me the nuts and bolts.
And the article's coming.
Give me the nuts and bolts.
The article is basically stems around the fact that there is a huge divide inside the locker room between Brady and Belichick, and the fact that Belichick resents how Kraft has sided with Brady over Belichick it came to the Jimmy G trade.
ESPN sources saying this.
According to multiple sources, according to Greg Bedard, nothing has been hashed out between the three of them, at least at this time. That could certainly change as they come off vacation and are ready for the season.
But
sources say the more likely the scenario is that things are worked out slowly during camp or not at all. Here's the big one, what I just said. Belichick continues to be irritated that Kraft has increasingly interjected himself into areas that were largely Belichick's domain during his tenure with the Patriots. That includes the owner's deference to Brady and his role in the retention of Josh McDaniels. And
that's not an unprecedented situation.
There you go. Said it all right there. The
So, Rob, this is this is a real thing.
Yeah. If I think here's my I come back to the Guerrero thing. I always come back to the Guerrero.
Yoko Guerrero.
Yeah, because I feel this is at the heart of it. And in terms of the OTAs, I'm not going to get that worked up over it because I do think that I'm guessing here, but it's an educated guess, that when they talked about changing how they do things with Brady and appeasing him a little bit more, maybe throwing him a little bit of a bone because Guerrero isn't on the sideline, my thinking is that part of that was not coming to OTAs. My thinking was, hey, you know what? You have earned the right to spend it with your family, doing whatever. You do not have to come this time around. That's how I feel the Kraft did with Brady. That was the agreement that I am totally guessing that they had, but I think it's a very plausible guess.
But how come this never happened before?
Because this is leading into this year. Leading into this offseason, that's all we heard about was Tom Brady and his life and his changing life, and he's going to have to revisit things. And then you have the Guerrero stuff, so you have to appease him in some way. It all adds up to that. And then he was going to talk to Robert Kraft. And I think they alluded to something like this at one point, actually. So I don't get worked up over that at all. I think that was the arrangement. Now, Mark, if this is true, if there is a divide, it continues to be a divide with Brady and Belichick, it's not going to make Tom Brady not throw touchdown passes. This is the only thing to me this does is that it might make Tom Brady not want to play for another year. Right? I don't think it affects this year.
Yeah, I think Brady, for me, he walks away after the 2019 season. However, if Belichick retires after this season, just walks away, I think Brady will play till he's 45. I think Brady, he's going to get through this season.
Yeah, because Josh McDaniels will still be there.
That's it. And he's the heir apparent. He's the coach in waiting. This situation, and you can just see it, and you know, Brady's sort of lapdog is Gronkowski. Gronkowski does whatever Brady wants. That's his guy. And Gronkowski not going to OTAs, part of the TB12 thing with Alex Guerrero. Mm-hmm. Rob, this is a thing. This isn't like a...
Oh, I believe the Guerrero's a thing.
And listen, James Harrison came out and said, quote, all these stories that come out about all this friction, I honestly believe that it's made up. You have sound on this? All right, here you go.
All these stories that come out like all this friction and stuff, I honestly believe that is made up.
Can we stop that right there? I want to hear how Mark said it, and then I want to hear how James Harrison said it. Can you run that back? Because I think when Mark said it, I felt like I was actually listening to someone who knew what they were talking about. I didn't believe James Harrison when he said it. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, keep it going, Amy. I want to hear the rest of what he says, too.
No, I want to hear this first. Can we juxtapose the two? I know
you're
asking
right,
a lot, Amy.
The tone of voice is everything.
It is.
All these stories that come out, like all this friction and stuff, I honestly believe that is made up.
Okay.
I came in there looking. Yeah. Like.
Okay, now can we how Mark said it? There we go. Okay. All right. Well, we'll get there. Mark, what I'm saying is that you said it very convincing. Almost more convincing than the guy who actually said it.
Right. Can you play the rest? This isn't like a...
I believe the Guerrero's a thing.
And listen, James Harrison came out and said, quote, all these stories that come out about all this friction, I honestly believe that it's made up.
See?
You have sound on this?
There you go. That, okay. That was very convincing.
So can we play the rest of James Harrison after that, too?
We're asking Eamon.
I know. We're killing Eamon.
Came in there looking. Like, I'm like, I'm about to see what's going on. They got troubles, too, just like everybody else, right? I get in there, and I see nothing. You know, they're interacting. They're talking. I don't see any friction. I believe they just make up these stories to pull that team tighter and closer together. Because that's really all it does.
I believe him. I totally believe him. I totally believe James Harrison. He has nothing. There's no reason for him to lie about that. He's out of the game. Right. There's no reason for him to lie.
Right, but I also think he's not in the inner circle. He didn't get the invite to Davio Steakhouse at One Patriot Place.
But
okay?
if we're going to make a big deal of this Bedard thing, like, just make a big deal of it for the right reasons. Because of Guerrero. Let's not make a big deal of it thinking that, oh, Tom Brady isn't going to listen and mope around the sidelines and it's good that the actual execution of his job is going to be any different. Do you actually think that?
No.
No.
No. No. No. Tom Brady's going to be TB12. He's going to be his MVP self come the opening game of the season.
He's going to talk to Bill Belichick. Absolutely. As we've seen in videos of them sitting at the desk and going through the game plan. They're going to do that.
But you and I are both on the same page. This all stems from one individual. It's not Giselle. It's not Wes Welker. It's not, because, you know, there was some, it's not Logan Mankins anymore. It's Alex Guerrero.
Mm-hmm. Roger that.
That's it. Right there. And until, and if you're Belichick, you can't allow Alex Guerrero back on the sideline, because if you do, you lose the locker room. You start
well,
to
you
see,
also, you did it for a reason.
That's though. Right. Because I mean, he's undermining your staff.
Yeah, so I have no problem with him putting his foot down. I mean, I think that Bill Belichick's mistake was letting him on the sideline to begin with, honestly.
That is it. That's right there. Because then players started to look at, look at hey, Tom's healthy. Yeah. Look at what our trainers, and this guy's banged up. Oh, look, let me go over to Alex Guerrero.
And let's not say that Guerrero didn't do anything. I mean, Guerrero is doing what he thinks is the best way to do things, but we've said it, we cited it early in the show. When you're walking off the field with an injured player, like at halftime,
it's a bad look.
It's a bad look because that's not what you should be doing. You should understand your place. And you get that sense that he didn't understand his place. And that he was saying, hey, everybody over here. Obviously, the training staff, which are extremely qualified, you have to go through much more schooling. I'm not saying that they're better. I don't know. But I know that they have to go much more through much more schooling and
Absolutely.
Education than Alex Guerrero ever had to go through. So those people earn the right to be there. They're hired by the Patriots. They should have a say with Bill Belichick. So I have no problem with that at all.
No, especially you're the coach, you're the guy, and you're the one who brought 5 Vince Lombardi trophies, and to his credit, along with Tom Brady. But you just hit the nail on the head. And I must be agreeing with the text line, because someone just said you just made the best point of your life, Rob Bradford.
Oh, wow.
But he shouldn't have allowed him there in the first place.
Yes, of course.
Because once you do that, now you've taken away that privilege. Therein lies the problem. So my question is, and I'm asking you and everybody out there, 617-779-7937, I'm putting you in Robert Kraft's shoes. Those are very expensive shoes. They're probably Salvatore Ferragamo's.
The sneakers. He does the sneakers.
Oh, that's right. He does the sneakers. Yeah. They're very expensive sneakers.
The one of ones.
The one of ones. Exactly. What do you do to fix this? Here's what I do, Rob. You know what I do?
What?
I summon Belichick and Brady to my office. I'm Robert Kraft now. Next Wednesday night. The veterans report next Wednesday. Training camp starts on Thursday. Next Wednesday night in my office, us three, we're hashing everything out. We're putting everything on the table, and we're going to get through this. You know why? Because I'm the boss, and I signed both of your freaking checks.
Yeah, and I know what you're serving. Hamburger helper.
I am. Hamburger helper, I will do that, yes.
You cook a mean hamburger helper.
Absolutely. So that's what all ladies, if they want to come over Casa de James, will be looking forward to. Hamburger helper, that's what we do.
Very tempting.
But listen, no, seriously.
No, I hear you.
Like, Robert Kraft needs to step in and interject himself now and get these guys in the same page.
But you say that, and I think we agree that the biggest issue, when you're talking about interjecting himself and having this conversation and finding some resolution, it's about Guerrero. I don't know what else it could be about. It's not about the way they run their offense. It's not about how the team is run. it's about Guerrero's status with the team, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? Belichick also owes this to the entire team.
Well, I tell you, go ahead.
We're going to tease out on the other side. He owes the team something.
Oh, I know. Tell you what, and I know where you're going with this, and I was going to bring it up.
We'll do that on the other side. 617-779-7. 93.7, Bradford James, and for OMF.
Once again, it's Glenn, Lou, and Christian. Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I think they're going to be fine. And here's why. These reports and this tension, we all caught wind of it midway through last season. Or maybe two-thirds through last season. Did it stop them? Did it hurt them in the playoffs? No. Now, the one difference, I think, is that Bill Belichick with the benching of Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl, that rubbed players, including Brady, the wrong way. That was the first of all the things they could have said about Belichick before. They never could have said he doesn't have the best. He doesn't have winning as the number one priority. Benching Malcolm Butler, I think, put some question marks in guys' heads. So that's the one problem. But I think they'll be able to overcome it because that's been their track
record. I'll keep this short.
This is OMF with Bradford and James. Rob Bradford, Mark James here on WEI. And the man you just heard there was Chris Broussard. I will say, I don't really disagree with anything he said. I think everybody, and that's what I was getting to, is that I think Belichick, when the roster is set at 53 after the final preseason game or before the final preseason game, whatever, he owes that locker room an explanation. He does.
You think he'll give it?
No, never.
No, I don't think so either.
Ever.
I think that you go back to when they went for it on 4th-and-2 with Kevin Falk a few years ago.
Yeah.
And say he stood
Was that against the Colts on a Sunday?
Yeah, yes. He stood up in front of the team.
Yep.
They had the video of it, and he says, you know, I'm going to do whatever I need to, we feel to do to win, which is fine. Okay, you know what? You can say that then. This one, though, is different. This one was the Super Bowl, and all you need to hear is, really, I thought this was pretty telling, the Danny Amendola. The Danny Amendola on, what was it on? What was this? He was on a podcast.
Comeback season with Casey Smith and Johnny Manziel.
Okay.
Yeah, Barstool.
Yeah. So this is what Danny Amendola said when asked about the Malcolm Butler thing.
Understand, and the cliche of in Bill, the fans trust. So it's in Bill, you guys trust, even if you don't necessarily agree with it. So I have to ask you, too, like, how crazy was it after the Super Bowl loss and the whole Malcolm Butler situation? I mean, what was that like for you in experiencing that? Because there were so many questions of why that even happened.
No question. And I don't know the answer to that to this date. So, you know, I know we had 40 some odd guys dressed up for the game. I know all of them didn't play, and for whatever reason, he felt, you know, he's the coach. I can't make that decision. I can only do my job and focus on my job. But in hindsight, you know, it's like, really, what agenda are we on? So, but, you know, it's something that I'll probably never really understand. There's a lot of things in this business side of things, in the NFL in particular, I don't understand, even speaking from a contractual standpoint, guaranteed money, injuries, settlements, you know, concussion protocol, stuff like that, where it's getting better, but it's not where it needs to be in a lot of cases.
All right, I'll go around the room. What does everyone think that he was trying to get to? Eamon, I'll start with you.
He literally cannot fathom why one of their best defensive players wouldn't play, regardless of scheme, game plan, anything.
Okay.
Like, he's just fat.
Wrong. Lucy.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Wrong. Mark.
I think he thinks that Belichick had a personal vendetta against Malcolm Butler, and that's the reason why he didn't play him.
Semi-right. He brought up the business thing. Like, he eventually got to the business thing. I think that the personal vendetta was the contract. Now, I don't think this was the case. I think that's ludicrous to think that you're going to throw. He starts talking about, you know, the business thing and the business of football and people like, he just throws it out there out of the blue that this has to do with the Bill Belichick's decision has to do with something business related.
Not for the Super Bowl, though.
That's what he was talking about.
I don't
think that was a case.
Right.
I think that's, but that, and Danny, when he's playing that out, when he's talking, his explanation for why he thinks that Malcolm Butler did not play in that game. And he starts out with, well, you know, not everybody played. But then he starts going to, I don't understand a lot of decisions in the business of football. And that, that's, and to me, that's in Danny Amendola's head. And the larger point is what we were talking about before. This is why he needs to explain what's going on, or at least address it. Because even though Danny Amendola is not on the team, like, he is a voice of guys who are on that team.
All I got to say is, Patriots at their own 25-yard line, 3rd and 18. They couldn't get anything going against Jacksonville. 3rd and 18, who made the play to keep that AFC right. championship? Danny Amendola, if he doesn't make a lot of plays, going back the previous year in Super Bowl 51 against the Falcons. This dude, he's been, I believe, over the course of the last 5 years, statistically, he has, how they define, he is the most clutch catches.
Right, he's good, but what's that have to do with the Malcolm Butler thing?
My thing is this. Belichick owes the guys in that locker room, and the only way I think we'll ever find out, here's how we're going to find out. Robert Kraft has a couple libations at some public function, some charity event, and somebody puts a microphone and a camera in front of his face, and Robert Kraft spills the beans. Otherwise, we will never know. I think Robert Kraft knows why.
Oh, of course he has knows to know why. Robert, yes, he
I
knows
mean,
everything.
You cost him a Super Bowl. Like,
you think Bill Belichick said, I went to Robert Kraft when he cost him the Super Bowl, when he just said to Robert Kraft, you know, I just didn't feel like playing.
But do you think, and here's my thing on this. This is the thing that scares me from, because the Seattle Seahawks have never recovered from not giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch on the one against the Patriots. Will the Patriots be able to overcome this? Or will this thing just be this hangover? The last team who lost a Super Bowl and made it back to the Super Bowl was 25 years ago, the 93 Buffalo Bills. It was a long... I don't think the... Like, yeah, are the Patriots the best team in the AFC? Sure. Does that mean they're going to get there? No. You know what's the easiest schedule in the NFL this year? Houston.
Yeah.
Houston has the easiest schedule in the NFL, and Tennessee, I believe, is second, and then Oakland's third. Jacksonville's fifth. Cincinnati's fourth. So all of a sudden, now they get a healthy Deshaun Watson. Belichick doesn't know, well, he does know the fans, but he'll never explain the fans. We need to know why. Well, I don't think we'll ever
know. The reason why, I think we agree that he should address the team and tell them why. And the reason why is because of what the fallout was, which is for the first time in Bill Belichick's regime with the Patriots, you had a crack in the armor. The crack in the armor being the clubhouse environment, that you had people openly criticizing, even and people wondering what was going on. This wasn't just Kevin Falk and 4th and 2. This was the perception that these guys, all of whom, worked so hard to get to that point, and you took it away from him by not playing this guy. Why didn't you play that guy? You cannot tell us that it was just the best thing for the team. Give us tangible evidence why you didn't play for this guy. And James Harrison talked about this as well.
Like I said, I didn't know what was going on with that until it actually happened. Mm-hmm. So, but the reports that were out there, all that right there is BS. That's not true.
Where he was during
exactly.
the week.
Exactly. That's false.
We buy
that's,
that.
That's not true.
Okay.
You know, what it came down to is after I ended up speaking to somebody after that is they thought that his preparation throughout the week when they saw him practice that, you know, it wasn't up to what they needed to do to win the game. Between you and me, yeah. I wouldn't have cared. Like, at least at halftime, let's throw him out there. See
what he can do.
Yeah, something. I mean, because we're having a hell of a time out here.
I mean, the backup quarterback is torching you.
There you go.
And there it is. And that's on Undisputed with Skip and Shannon Sharp. Skip Bayless, that is. So, like, it just... Belichick has given New England 5 of the greatest moments in history, including one that I still can't get over. When you and I were in the Old Dominion Freightline Studios at Fenway Park, you still, I'm not going through this again, Rob
the biggest championship in
Bradford.
The most impactful championship in.
Said the 0-1 Patriots was more impactful than the 0-4 Red Sox. You are so wrong on that.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
All right, that's fair.
Because you do realize that the 0-4 Red Sox, and you know, and I say this for of course, you're Mr. Red Sox, but what I'm saying is that there's a lot of people who weren't alive for 1918.
I understand the whole argument.
Belichick cost this.
Yeah, so with Belichick, the thing is that in James Harrison brings up the point where I think a lot of people are missing, that it wasn't only, okay, he had terrible practice during the week. You didn't start him. You played him one play on special teams in the first half. But you have to adjust. It was the same reason why Malcolm Butler was in the game against Seattle, because he was not for the first half third quarterback. Right. He was the guy who was messing up. I forget the cornerback who was messing up, but he was the guy who filled in. They adjusted. So when you don't adjust at halftime, and we could have all seen it, Mark. We were watching the game. Like, what's going on? They're getting torched. Do something.
I mean, you're not telling me that Malcolm Butler isn't better than Eric Johnson Batamosi, right. Eric Rowe, or Jordan Richards?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
And, at least at halftime, let's throw him out there.
See? Right.
And I think that's where the whole we did what's best for the team argument falls apart. Because anybody, you don't have to be Bill Belichick. You don't have to be a good coach at all to look at that game and say, you had to do something different. You had to do. And give me the explanation why. Because I can show you the film of the first half of that game and say, and you can't convince me that he was having such bad practices that he wasn't a better option in the second half.
And here's the thing. This was Nick freaking Foles. This wasn't Carson Wentz. If you're getting diced by Carson Wentz, I can live with that. This is Nick Foles. This is a guy who the St. Louis Rams had backing up. I can't even remember his name now.
Bradford?
Yes, Sam Bradford.
Yes,
right,
back in the day. He was back Bradford quarterback.
Yes, your cousin. And
competing with Case Keenum, too, for the job.
It was
at
Case
point,
Keenum.
I believe.
No, it was Case Keenum. He's backing up Case freaking Keenum in St. Louis. This guy is dicing and completely
he gets hot, whatever. I think to come back to our original point, which is why he needs to address this with the team, it's because This is the crossroads for the Bill Belichick way of doing things. The Bill Belichick way of doing things has always been accepted. You might not, as a player, you might not like how things are done. And we've heard that a lot. We heard it with Amendola about, hey, I'm able to FaceTime Gase and so forth and so on. Who cares? The Bill Belichick way of doing things is tried and true. It's winning you games. But with this, Mark, you have put a crack in that. Because if you have people questioning like what Bill Belichick is doing, then the Bill Belichick way of doing things is not the same as it always has been. It's not. So you got to reel it in and say, this is why I did this. Now we're moving on. And you're going to have to trust me like you did trust me before that Super Bowl game happened.
And here's the thing. What sucks, and then the Patriots could win it this year, and they'll win 3 out of 5 instead of 3 out of 4. But if they don't, you're talking about Tom Brady, 41 years old, and you're talking about, you know, you don't get back to the Super Bowl. There's no guarantee you're ever going to be back in that spot. Right?
Well, don't you think the players, that's going through the players?
I mean, that's
James Harrison. I think James Harrison
I know.
Feels.
That was his final game ever.
Yeah.
That was it. He's done. All right, we'll take more calls on this, 617-779-7937. And I want to get something. I want to ask Rob Bradford after this. How come the Red Sox resonate great on TV, but not on sports talk radio this season?
This is like a 3-hour tease. Didn't you bring this up like 3 hours ago?
I'm going to deliver.
Oh, nice.
We're going to deliver next.
What a pro.
All right. This is OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.